Kennedy Tower. Just for information, we just saw a little drone below us.
Something unusual happened at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York on March 5th. So unusual, the air traffic controller had to make sure he heard the radio correctly.
What did you say?
We saw a drone aircraft.
A drone flew very close to an inbound Alitalia jet.
320-16, report of a drone aircraft on about a 5-mile final, 1,500 feet.
The FBI says the drone was within 200 feet of the plane, a Boeing 777, with close to 300 people on board in the landing pattern. And around busy airports like JFK and here at Baltimore-Washington International, there's a serious concern.
Somebody was someplace they had no business being.
Doug Davis is director of Global Unmanned Aerial Systems Strategic Initiatives at New Mexico State University. The concern is the small remote control object, like the one at JFK, could get sucked into an engine.
When ingested by an airliner's engines, it could stall the engine out. It could do damage to the engine, which could cause bad things to happen.
Good land. We'll look at the drone. We're slowing to 180 knots, JetBlue 90.
FAA rules state that recreational unmanned aircraft can fly no higher than 400 feet. And when flying within 3 miles of an airport, the operator should notify the airport. Coming up next.
For $100,000, you could be in the sky flying with HD and get some pretty decent footage.
A local resident who got in trouble flying drones in the district. J.J. Green, WTOP News.